This is KUT. New data from the education nonprofit E3 Alliance shows that students who enter kindergarten and speak a language other than English are actually twice as likely to pass the third grade STAR test. KUT's Kate McGee explains why.
E3 Alliance found when you take into account family income level and how ready a child is for kindergarten, English language learners are much more likely to pass the reading and math tests in third grade. Third grade is an important year. Those scores are a predictor of college success.
Those children are learning a broader vocabulary. They have different ways of saying different things. And they actually have greater vocabulary, greater phonemic awareness, and a lot of skills that are those foundational skills that help with emerging literacy and mathematics.
That's Laura Koenig with E3 Alliance, who compiled the data. More than a third of students in Central Texas pre-K programs are English language learners. E3 Alliance looked at third grade student data from the 2014-2015 school year.
In the case of English language learners, that second language actually helps move them forward more than the economic status brings them down.
Koenig says if you think about it, these students are learning more words by learning them in two languages.
How many words do I know? Well, I know the word red and I know the word rojo. Are those the same word? Do they count as one or do they count as two words? And what we're seeing in the educational research is that more often they count as two words.
Most of the region's ELL students are in elementary grades. They gradually phase out of the bilingual program as they learn English. In Central Texas, most bilingual students are raised in low-income families. The stress of living in poverty can negatively affect their performance in the classroom. But E3 Alliance found among low-income students, those previously in bilingual programs perform as well or even better on state tests than low-income students who only speak English. Last year, low-income students who recently phased out of ELL programs scored 15 percentage points higher on the state math test than other low-income students. Kate McGee, KUT News.